Indeed, and you are joining myself and Monica Jackman, who is with us today, and we have been discussing creativity, how it affects you, the singing, the music, the dancing, the arts, the painting, the everything, and how it can affect you and how it can lift you and how it's very good for you. So Monica, thanks so much for that, and we are now going to move on to the second part of the show, where we're going to be talking about what's actually going on inside, if that makes sense. Monica, I'll let you explain more.
Okay, Sharon, thanks very much. What I'd like to talk about is, you know, from a perspective of a coach in particular, you know, you hear about some people, oh, they're very hit, you know, they're great, they're a thinker, they think about everything, and other people are very feeling people. So some people operate more from their heads, where they think things out step by step before they act. They might plan a lot, and they might be very organized. They might use spreadsheets or keep lots of lists and tick things off when they have things completed. And the heart people might be more emotional, more sensitive. They might operate more out of their feelings. They might make decisions considering the impact that their actions will have on others. Now, that's not to say that the head people don't consider others, but they do it in a different way. And then we have the people, the emotional part, that says, I really would like this, or they would really like this. And there might be a gut instinct saying it's the right thing to do or it's the wrong thing to do. But we don't always listen to it or hear it. We hear more so the head bit, maybe the heart bit. The gut instinct, sometimes it's that inner kind of, it could be butterflies in your stomach. The butterflies are, my gut is kind of upset and I don't know why. We don't always listen to that voice. So we have neurotransmitters in our gut which are similar to those in the brain, and science has proven that there is a gut-heart-brain connection. And when we have gut or other physical problems, they're not always necessarily isolated to that area. They can be stress-related. And there is new research going on now into probiotics. We all know about probiotics that are good for our gut, but now there are new psychobiotics which are being researched, which will help people with mood disorders such as depression and anxiety. And this is a really, you know, new research, and it really is going on, you know, that we actually have things going on in our gut that are similar to the things that are going on in our brain. And all of this, and I'm going to explain in a minute where this ties into Christmas, but, you know, we have all of this going on. We may not be aware of it. And then we come together at Christmas with people then that maybe are very different to us, that maybe if we are an emotional person, we may be meeting somebody who is very kind of head orientated. And these clashes can be going on kind of under, you know, inside, can be a little bit of anxiety going on. There can be excitement going on as well, because it's not always bad, you know, a lot of the time it can be wonderful. And so, you know, we can prepare ourselves for this by spending a little time thinking about the people who we will meet over Christmas and bringing our unconscious awareness about someone into our awareness. So in practical terms, you might say to yourself, I know the person who is going to be cooking is going to be either extremely organized. If one of my relatives is going to say things that might irritate me, I'm not going to be shocked or surprised by it. It happens every year, so it won't be any different. So it's not about being on tenterhooks. It's not about preparing yourself so much, but just a little bit of awareness when you're going into a setting or with people that you haven't seen in a while. This could happen, that could happen. So I'm ready. I'm not going to be shocked by it. And that's tuning into your head. What am I thinking? Tuning into the heart. What am I feeling? And tuning into the gut. Is there anything going on there? So I don't know if that makes Sharon.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And as you're speaking, I'm kind of thinking, do you know when you're a kid, you kind of listen, maybe it's just me, but as a kid, I kind of listened to my gut probably more. I didn't override it quite so much as you do now with your head, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. And it is kind of just, you know, it's okay to listen to that. And I suppose a lot of times the head, as we get older, I mean, that's a really good point, because it is really as we get older, we tend to use our cognitive, our thought abilities more, and we tend to maybe talk ourselves out of things. It was like you were saying previously, in the show that you were nearly talking yourself out of going into the panto, you know, could you do it? We do tend to kind of talk ourselves out of things and get maybe a bit sensible and that. And sometimes the gut really has a lot of really good messages for us. And I suppose that's about building up our own self-awareness. So I was talking there about being aware about what other people might do and how we might manage that. But building up our own self-awareness, listening to our own inner gut and that, you know, are you a head person? Are you a heart person or a gut person? And then you won't be surprised or shocked by your own reactions. Mm. You know, if you're an emotional person or a head person, you know that. If you're a head person and somebody says something emotional, that you might say, oh, no, that doesn't make any sense at all, you know, and without kind of meaning any harm, but that's the head, the logical part saying that. So just kind of be aware to hold back, I suppose, on reactions and that, and listen to that, you know, the gut, and knowing what your own triggers are going to be, and then you can be ready to cope with them. And then you can regulate yourself, you know, your own nervous system by breathing, counting to 10, distracting yourself or leaving the room if you need to. And, you know, we have in our brain, the emotional center of the brain, it's called the amygdala. And if this is firing, if we're quite emotional, it might be hard, it is impossible to think clearly when the amygdala is firing. So giving yourself some space and time and saying, you know, I need to step out for a minute or, you know, take a call or go to the bathroom or something like that. It allows that a chance to slow down, and then you can choose how you want to react. And some people might need help, you know, building up this awareness. It's not always easy or natural for everybody. Well, it's not all about preparing for anything, you know, negative. There's so much good as well, and so much excitement and so much happiness. You know, when you do meet somebody that you hadn't met for a long time that you were looking forward to meet, and just, you know, to enjoy that excitement as well, you know, and to say this is excitement, because we have the same hormones are used for excitement as for anxiety. And sometimes we think we're anxious and actually we're excited.
It's so true, because definitely the week that's gone on, I know I'm hopping on about the
panto. No problem.
But yeah. You know that before you go on stage, it's your stomach that feels it more than anything else. You get this nervous energy, really newly testified to, because it was that thing. But what everyone will say to each other is, well, that's good. It's good to have that before you go on. If you didn't have that, it wouldn't be as good a performance or something. What was that about?
Yeah. Well, I think that really is, you know, that you use that energy and you put it into the performance. It gives you a bit of adrenaline, which is, we think of it sometimes as being a negative, but adrenaline in that case, when you're going, you know, we have cortisol, which is another kind of stress hormone. You probably had adrenaline, cortisol going there, but you probably use that energy from that to put it into the performance, that you didn't just go on, had that extra thing. So I think that's why it's good, even though it feels, as you said, it can feel quite unpleasant, because you have that going on in your system. And then I suppose the positive hormones that we talked about earlier on, the oxytocin, the serotonin and the dopamine probably kicked in excuse me, after that then. So you probably felt, you know, when you're actually enjoying the moment then, you know, so it is kind of to have that awareness if you're feeling stressed, you know, that it could be adrenaline, and how can I use this in a positive way? Can I, you know, if you're pushing up with it, or will I tidy up? I'm not saying people should become obsessive cleaners, but to use that then, or go for a walk or something like that, in order to allow the body to process that. So that's why it is good. If we didn't have that, you know, we might not have to get up and go to do things.
Yeah. We've become very kind of 2D, I suppose, in a way of going around. Maybe making us think at Christmas, if things are happening, if they're not happening, you know, we can only control what we can control. Yeah. We can only control what we're in control of. So be in control of ourselves and listen to ourselves and our body, because our body's looking after us. It is an amazing creation.
Exactly. And that's just the thoughts we're thinking, you know, our head, the way we care for ourselves, our heart. and also the food and drink that we put into our gut, into our system as well over Christmas, you know, has an effect as well. So it's just having that awareness, you know, from the three points of view. Yeah, absolutely. So, and well done for, you know, for the panto and everything, Shanto, Sharon. And thanks for having me on, and have a good rest for
yourself
after the week.
Thanks so much for coming on, Monica.
Thank
you. Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely, for me too, Sharon. Thanks a million.
Thanks a million. That was Monica Jackman there, giving us a complete insight as to what's going on inside, I suppose you could say, with our different emotions.